Please repeat after me.
Naomi Campbell was called to The Hague to answer questions about an evening in South Africa 13 years ago. Campbell's former agent, Carol White, and actress Mia Farrow have said Campbell was given an uncut diamond by Charles Taylor after a dinner party hosted by Nelson Mandela. At court, Campbell recounted her version of what happened.
When I was sleeping, I had a knock at my door, and I opened my door, and two men were there and gave me a pouch and said, "A gift for you."
The prosecutor asked Campbell if she knew who the gift was from.
No, I was there the next morning at breakfast. I told Miss Farrow and Miss White what had happened, and one of the two said, "Well, that's obviously Charles Taylor." And I just said, "Yeah, I guess it was." Correct.
At some point, did you look into this pouch to see if there was anything in it?
In the morning, I did, yes, when I opened up in the morning.
And when you opened up this pouch, what did you discover?
I saw a few stones in there.
And
they were very small, dirty-looking stones.
Campbell said she gave the stones to a friend who was then director of Nelson Mandela's children's charity. Campbell is one of the world's highest paid models. She fought to avoid testifying because she said she was concerned for the safety of her family. But the prosecution had hoped her evidence would show that Taylor received so-called blood diamonds from rebels in Sierra Leone during the country's decade-long civil war. Prosecutors say Taylor, then president of West African Liberia, exchanged the diamonds for weapons, which he smuggled into Sierra Leone. He is accused of arming and commanding rebels who raped, murdered, and mutilated thousands of civilians. Before Naomi Campbell's appearance, Taylor's trial had received little global attention, says Ellie Harrowell from the natural resource watchdog Global Witness.
I think in such an important trial, it's very important that every piece of evidence is considered. I also wonder whether it's a good way of focusing the world's attention on the issue of blood diamonds and on this very important trial by getting such a high-profile figure involved with it.
She says the media attention given to Campbell's testimony is a boon for the fight against conflict diamonds.
I think it's very important to bring to people's attention that the issue of blood diamonds is a very important one. It's something that's still going on. We have cases of conflict diamonds in Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa and also in Zimbabwe, where hundreds of people were murdered in the Marengo diamond fields recently.
The witness may be escorted out, please.
Campbell's testimony is now done, but her part in Taylor's trial is not over. Carol White and Mia Farrow, who each have their own account of that evening 13 years ago, are due to appear in court next week. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.